Good evening, people. Good evening, world. This is Shadeed Morgan, and you have just reached my newly named podcast, Haters Gon' Hate. The new name of the podcast is Haters Gon' Hate. I've changed it from the previous name, and at a later date, I'll let you know why I changed that name to Haters Gon' Hate. I consider myself a foodie. And with that being said, the name of this podcast is The Right Side of the Menu. I consider myself a foodie. I travel to many countries, states, cities, and I look for the best places to eat. Now, the funny thing about in looking for the food, I am what you would consider a pescatarian. So I don't consume any meat in my body at all. Actually, this January, I want to say it's going to be seven to eight years that I have not had meat. But I eat fish, I eat crab cakes, lobsters, seafood, vegetables, pasta, stuff like that that doesn't have meat in it. I am definitely a lover of all seafood. But when you look at a menu, when the menu comes to your table, sometimes the menu is in book form and you got to look through it. Or sometimes the menu is just one sheet. Sometimes it could be a long sheet, a short sheet. But there's usually two sides of that menu. And on those two sides, you could have what they call appetizers or starters. You could have the soup of the day or whatever the case may be. But somewhere on there, you're going to find a section usually for seafood. Then you'll find your meat section. It could be chicken. It could be prime rib. It could be steak. It could be center cut. It could be a number of different things that you could eat on these menus. If you flip to the back, you could find dessert. You could find soft drinks. The more fancier places, they have the books. There's usually wine in the books and different house-made drinks in the books. And it's done a little better with those books because it's made for real extravagant restaurants. Sometimes people don't realize when their actions is not being accepted. I'm gonna say it again. Sometimes people don't realize when their actions are not being accepted. And in my mind, I look at those actions as something on the menu that I don't eat. So for instance, those actions that the person has given up, I would consider that a piece of beef, a center cut steak with some potatoes and some gravy and some asparagus. It looks good, you know, smells good, but I'm just not going to eat it because it's not for me. Then in some instances, it could be some food that doesn't look good, that doesn't smell good, and I'm not going to eat it because, again, I still don't eat meat. And even though it's meat that I don't eat, it's still not appealing to me to want to eat it. So you're on that right side of the menu where they have the center cut steaks, where they may have the lamb chops, where they may have the house ribs. And I went to a very extravagant restaurant and they had different cuts of steak. And the first cut of steak started at $150. Now, my homeboy that I was with, that was what he picked. Steak came out. Now, to me, it looked like regular steak. It looked like regular steak. But they had $500 ones, $750 ones. They had $1,000 cuts of steak that you could eat. Now, when his $150 steak came out, you know, it didn't make me say, oh, I want to eat the steak. Again, because that steak was not appealing to me because it's on the side of the menu that I do not eat on. So I don't even turn to that side because it's something that I do not eat. Sometimes people become that thing that I do not eat. Sometimes some unwanted advances becomes all the fixings that will come with the steak that I do not eat. I'm hoping that y'all follow me along because it's a certain side of the menu that I do not eat from. And on that side of the menu, it could be people who think that if they entice you enough, that you'll eat it. So if I show you a $500 cut of steak for someone who's a steak eater, it may look good to you and you may want to consume it. If you show me a $500 cut worth of steak, it's going to look like a $2 one to me because I don't eat it. If you are offering to give people sexual favors and all types of other stuff, and they are not accepting what you are offering, you fall into the title of the right side of the menu where that person does not eat. I'm not going to look on the side of a menu that I don't eat. Tupac, and I've said this in previous podcasts, him and Biggie Smalls were two of my favorite rappers growing up. And one of his lines, he said, "I don't want it if it's that easy." I'm going to say it again. He said, "I don't want it if it's that easy." Meaning if you're just throwing him, and I'm being frank, if you're just throwing him the pussy, he does not want it because it's too easy. And if you're throwing it to him, that means you're throwing it to others. That means it's unclean. Back in the day when people had leprosy, some stories that they said in the Bible, when they came walking, people yelled out, "Unclean, unclean, unclean," to warn people who were around them that this person had a sickness and they were unclean, so get away. If you're throwing that cock, that poo nanny, that vagina, that sweet vajayjay, that them yams around, we're going to consider you unclean, unworthy, and not on the right side of the menu. And then sometimes those same people on the wrong side of the menu, because again, the right side of the menu is the wrong side of the menu for a person who does not consume meat, have the audacity to be upset when you don't take what they're offering. I didn't ask you for anything that you were giving. You decided that that's what you wanted to offer. And then when it's not accepted, it's a problem. I look at the menu. And my favorite place, if you're located in Philly, is one of them. It's Steak 48. Steak 48 has some crazy, crazy hospitality. The food is wonderful. The staff is wonderful. They have this thing called chicken fried lobster. Now, when I seen that, I'm like, oh, man, what you mean chicken fried? I don't eat meat. I can't eat this. It's chicken fried lobster. Waiter, come on. Now, not the waiter. It was probably about four people waiting on the table. And I'm like, yeah, so this is a chicken fried lobster. You know what it means? It's like, no, it's just that it's battered and fried like it's chicken. There's no chicken to it, but it's chicken fried lobster. And even though it came out with a disguise, it still was good and it still tastes like seafood, even though it was fried like chicken. The problem is a lot of you are seasoning yourself to be something that you are not, with the intentions of getting consumed by somebody who does not want to eat you. You're on the wrong side of the menu, which is the right side of the menu. And sometimes, depending on where you are, they have a kiddie menu. So it might be chicken nuggets, it might be chicken tenders, might be mac and cheese with a little broccoli. That's the side of the menu you need to be on at the bottom. Because that's the mentality you have of a kid. So you might get a little juice box. You might get a small cup of juice. You might get some milk, some broccoli, and your mac and cheese, or your little spaghetti. Or, you know, they try to do a little bit of adult stuff so the kids can feel good. But when you're on the wrong side of the menu, when you're on the right side of the menu, you're not for people who do not consume that side of the menu. If you send me a message and I don't respond, you're on the right side of the menu. Because your advances are not wanted. You're on the wrong side of the menu, which is the right side of the menu. One of the best things you can always be is be yourself. Be yourself. You don't have to try to be someone else and then you don't have to try to be high caliber when we know you're not. I've seen enough to know that you're not. I've seen your significant other, so I know that you're not. You can't pipe yourself up to be something that you are when you're not. If you consume lamb, you consume lamb. If you consume chicken, you consume chicken. If you consume beef, you consume beef. If you're a whore, you're a whore. If you're a slut, you're a slut. If you have unwanted advances that no one is picking up on, you have a problem. There's another route that needs to be taken, and you're not willing to retreat. Starters, soups, entrees, beverages, dessert, kids' meal, trash. You have to find out what part of the menu you belong on. The right side of the menu is not for everyone. If you don't eat meat, you won't never order off of that side of the menu. This is Shadeed Morgan, signing off from Haters Gonna Hate. Make sure you pick the right side of the menu to eat off at all times. ¶¶